Welcome to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. We all contemplate making changes in our lives that would allow us to live more authentically, but it can be hard to take action. Allison is here to educate, equip, and empower you with the tools you need to start authentically living life your way. Get ready to eradicate your limitations and destructive patterns as you take full responsibility for your own happiness. This show is not just talk. It is conversation for profound self-awareness, acceptance, and appreciation, the key elements to stepping into the power as the creator of your very best life. The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe starts now.
Hey everyone, and welcome. You're listening to The Alley Effect, authentically living life your way with me, Allison Blythe, certified life coach and licensed clinical social worker. Today, we're here to address the reality that we are in a brand new year. Before we get too far into this topic, I want to remind you that you can join me the first and third Thursday of every single month right here on Transformation Talk Radio as we hold deep conversation about this topic of authenticity and helping you along your path. Though it may sound incredibly easy, actually knowing how to do it and the reality of what are the things that get in your way of authentically living your life, this is our opportunity to hold some space with the idea of authentically living life your way. So yeah, you guys, 2022, how is that even possible? This reality that we are living in a world right now, time just seems to be going faster and faster and faster. And I remember, I actually had to look this up. Do you remember when Prince released 1999? I am totally dating myself. I remember listening to 1999 by Prince and thinking, oh my gosh, that's so long. It's so far from now. And we'll be living like the Jetsons are living and all that kind of stuff. And here we are in the year 2022. It's really hard to believe all of the things that have transpired over the past several years. And I know for most of us, kind of just living this whirlwind life. My hope today is that we settle down and settle in, have an opportunity to take a breath and get yourself grounded a little bit. Personally, I love this time of year, and I know it's filled with people setting goals and making plans and doing all kinds of things, but I love the opportunity to reflect and review. If we are living this life, it's worth reflecting on, and so this is our opportunity to gather together. I would highly encourage you to grab a pen and paper because there is a lot of stuff that we're going to be talking about today with this power of visioning. The idea that you will have the opportunity to get incredibly deliberate about what you're doing in life, why you're doing it, and how well it's actually serving you. I do love this time of year. The quote of the world is your oyster. And I wonder, do you take that approach to the new year? Do you realize that you've just got the endless supply of dreams and possibilities and hopes? So we're going to talk about a tool today. We're going to talk about not only the power of visioning, but the tool of a vision board and being able to use that more effectively. And I wonder for you, you have a special guest again, I wonder for you, what's your approach to vision boards? Have you ever done one? Do you kind of like roll your eyes and go, seriously, you guys? Do you think that it's kind of maybe hokey or even pointless? You think it's kind of weird or woo-woo? Yeah, what I would really encourage you to do is stay tuned as we get into the reality of vision boards, how they work and why they work, and your opportunity to be able to be really clear about what you want to create. So I would challenge you to have an open mind and open yourself up to this experience, because not only vision, but vision boards too are an incredibly powerful tool and a valuable resource for you to gain some clarity and perspective about what you actually want to see in your life. I would be curious, would you be willing to share your experience with me? I would love to hear what your take is on vision boards. Have you had experiences where you've kind of cut and paste, and maybe it's been a little bit of a pointless exercise for you? Or are you a little bit more like me that you step back every year and kind of go, I can't believe I've actually lived these things on my board? My hope is that you have that experience. And if you haven't yet, stay tuned. Maybe I can help you build some information or some skills on actually how to create a much more intentional board. Okay. Sorry about that. All right. So The Secret. Have you all heard of The Secret? And the power of what was released so long ago. I don't remember when that was actually released, but most of us were introduced to vision boards and the experience of knowing how to manifest through the tool of the resource, the tool of The Secret. Powerful, powerful resource. There were some complaints and some concerns after The Secret was released. And most people were kind of saying, like, it's all well and good, but so much of it was based on possessions and money. And certainly that has its time and place and the resource of being able to build your board and focus on all of the things you want to achieve and the money you want to make. But there were some complaints that it was a little bit more focused, just more on the material things. We're going to expand that view that The Secret provided. We're going to talk about a little bit deeper purpose of these boards. Sometimes people would walk away from the Secret or their boards and kind of roll their eyes with a sense of this really doesn't work. And I think one of the things that happened is that there was a really critical point that was missed in some of that work. It's kind of like going to the gym for a week and walking away going, you know, exercise just doesn't really work. Most of us would kind of snicker at that and say, well, that's not a realistic perspective. The same is true for your boards and the power of manifesting. And hopefully today I will offer you some tools and tips and techniques to be able to kind of sharpen your perspective and your use of your board to get more effective results. Just like if you decided to clean up your health and your body, my guess is that you would be making some lifestyle changes, not just one or two changes and thinking that you're going to be as buff as you've ever been. But this is the same thing. Really, boards and getting vision clear and concise is really about sharpening your belief systems, aligning your behaviors with what you want to see, and actually building a community of supporting changes along the way. So most of you know by now that one of the things I offer is, and I love to give like this ground level understanding so that we're all on the same page. I did it once again. I went to dictionary.com and looked up the definition of vision. And there's actually several that I thought were kind of fun to give us a baseline of our work today. The first one is the ability to think about or plan for the future with imagination or wisdom. That sounds kind of fun to me. Imagination or wisdom. When you think about your life, do you do it with imagination and some, kind of like some curiosity and free spirit and wisdom? Or do you get real serious and intense about things? So another definition is a mental image of what the future will or could be like, filled with possibilities, vision. And then the third one is a vivid mental image, especially a fanciful one for the future. That word makes me crack up. Fanciful. So I wonder for you, do you have a fanciful view for your future? What kind of approach do you take in terms of vision for your life? So I did it again with vision board, and all of these are from dictionary.com, a very, very valuable resource during the course of this show. But dictionary.com offered the definition of vision board, a tool used to help clarify, concentrate, and maintain focus on a specific life goal. Again, easy enough. It's a tool used to clarify, concentrate, and maintain focus on a specific life goal. The next one is a board on which you display images that represent whatever you want to do, be, or have. That's the work that we're going to be concentrating on today. Do, be, and have. And very much like The Secret tried to align us with what do you want to have in life, right? Like we're going to expand that a little bit. What do you want to do? Who do you want to be? My friends, this is a brand new year. You have a very fresh perspective, and it's your opportunity to be intentional and very deliberate about what you want to see in your life. This is not magical. It is not woo-woo, and you don't just cut and paste and woof, poof, all of these things manifest. We'll talk about how to actually bring all of these pieces of a board together in order to shift your perspective and be more deliberate about what you're creating. This is your time to reflect. So with that, I want you to know that the brain responds to three different things. And this is some of what we're going to focus on in terms of creating your boards. They are the pictures in your head, the images that you think about, and the ways that you will entertain and allow yourself to dream and to visualize. The second one are the words that you speak and the power and the energy that they carry. And the third perspective that the brain really focuses on is the way that you feel, the energy that you carry about something. These are the three pieces that are going to be really important as we dive deeper into this concept of visioning and a vision board. The pictures in your head, the words that you speak, and the way that you feel, the approach and the perspective that you have. You see, you do not attract what you most want in life. You don't get to just sit at the table and blow up the candles and the things manifest the next day. You actually attract what you think about and what you are. Those are the things that you will find happening over and over and over in your world. I wonder for you, who do you want to be in the world? How much time do you spend actually thinking about that? What is it that you want to attract? We'll talk a little bit more about the power of your thoughts, the beliefs, and the energy that you carry. We'll talk about a part of your brain, a very specific part of your brain called the reticular activating system. I'll give you a little bit of science and information about that part of your brain. But this is about holding an intention and actually giving energy, excitement, and enthusiasm to it. It's not just this whimsical, you do one push-up and expect to be really healthy. This is really about giving your full focus and attention in your words and your energy and in your thoughts to that thing or those things that you want to have, do, and be. If you're not familiar with Dr. Emoto, he talks about the secret of water. So if you are unsure about the ways that words carry energy, check out his material. It is absolutely, I'm sure you can Google it. It's all over the place. Dr. Emoto, the secret of water, and how he talks about the way that words will carry vibration and energy. There is so much importance in terms of the pictures in your head, because the brain, believe this or not, the brain cannot tell what's real and what isn't. The brain cannot decipher that. When you have pictures on your board, it is 65, your brain is 65% has more ability to remember those images and reflect that. It is reported that the brain actually will release serotonin. Sometimes people take medication for that. But when we're dreaming and visualizing, the brain actually releases serotonin. Powerful, powerful stuff. So we're going to talk about four steps: your imagination, your playful, creative possibilities of what you actually want to create in the world, your clarity and focus, how much you're actually concentrating on these things, and then your emotional energy of the energy of these images and the words that you're speaking, and then also aligning with inspired action. We have a lot to cover. So you're listening to The Ally Effect, Authentically Living Life Your Way, with me, Allison Blythe, certified life coach and licensed clinical social worker. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this power of visioning. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Corinne Beerfield. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Corinne and her services as a holistic, heart-centered counselor, visit CorinneBeerfield.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
We're back here on The Allie Effect, authentically living life your way with me, Allison Blythe, certified life coach and licensed clinical social worker. Before we go too much further, I want to make sure you know how to be in touch with me. I still have a landline, which is 859-341-7773. You can always check out my website. So much information and some valuable tools there at AllisonBlythe.com. If you ever want to send me an email, I check that very consistently. It's AllisonBlythe@live.com. And you can always follow whatever's going on social media at Allison Blythe Life Coach. So today we're talking about this idea of visioning and holding power and focus in your thoughts and your words and your energy about what it is you actually want to create in your world. And I still am curious about what your experience and your approach is. My hope is that during this segment, we shine some light on why these boards are really such a powerful tool and resource as I help you understand a little bit more of the science behind what goes into them. So before the break, I talked about the part of the brain, the reticular activating system. And this is the part of the brain that's actually incredibly helpful. You know, it's really helpful not to have to think about how to brush your teeth every day or tying your shoes. It's helpful to kind of know automatically, like how to start your car and put it in reverse, how to get to work. You don't have to look that up in maps every day. Like there's a part of the brain that takes over that just gets us into autopilot. It knows how to do things and it just is so familiar with this rote sense of what to do and how to do it. It looks for the familiar. So I want you to imagine for just a minute that you have, I want you to take a couple seconds to look around your room and look for the things that are black, okay? So I know as I look around, there are a absolute ton of things that are black. So just make some mental notes. You can write them down. You don't have to. You can write them down if you want. But what are the things around you that are black? Make a mental image. Now, if you're comfortable with this, I can't see you, of course, but if you're comfortable with this, go ahead and close your eyes. And in the next few seconds, I want you to mentally note the things in your room that are red. I tricked you, didn't I? If you look around and you see the things that are black, when you close your eyes, can you tell me anything in your room that is actually red? Go ahead and open your eyes if you haven't yet. If you take a minute to look around, you will see that there's probably a ton of red somewhere, somehow in your house. There's probably, or wherever you are, there's probably a lot of red. What's the issue? You weren't looking for it. You weren't directed towards anything that really called you to red. You were looking for black. That is the reticular activating system. Another story about that would be if you've ever purchased a new car or your loved one has purchased a new car and suddenly you see that car everywhere. There it is. There it is. Where did all these cars come from? Well, you didn't have a point of reference prior to this. And of course, that car existed long before you or your loved one purchased it. But your brain just kind of let it fall into the background because there was no frame of reference or no need for you to have that in your mental file. The reticular activating system is the part of the brain that over and over and over again begins to look for what's familiar. So I wonder for you, as you start to think about the patterns of your brain, your behavior, your emotion, the thoughts, the conversations that you have, the places that you go, has your brain just taken over and kind of hijacked you into autopilot? Do you just kind of go about your day, not necessarily paying attention to what you're thinking about or what you're doing or why you're doing it? have you really been lost to this point of autopilot and you're not so tuned in to the red, so to speak, of your life? Do you just kind of go about focused on the tradition and the habit of black, kind of seeing that and visualizing it? Another example of this is if you have a belief system, the world is bad, the world is scary. My friends, come on, all you need to do for 5 seconds is turn on the news or tap into social media, and you will get so much evidence about the truth and fact of that statement. How tuned in are you to the badness in the world? The reticular activating system, when you begin to train it to look for the good, it changes your perspective. When you intentionally and deliberately look for the good in the world, your brain starts to recognize it, just like that vehicle. Of course, it existed long before you ever purchased it, but you didn't have a frame of reference. Do you have a frame of reference in your life for the things that you actually want? The good things that are working, the ways that you're accomplishing or succeeding in things, the blessings that you have, the gratitude. You get what you look for. And if your reticular activating system is focused on all the limitations, the fear, the reasons why you can't, the ways that the world is bad, your brain is going to continue to offer and find evidence of all of those belief systems. The power of visioning is that we get to shift the focus over, just like going to the gym, right? You're intentional about these deliberate acts to get yourself in shape. And that's the power of being able to shift your energy, your focus, and your words to align so much more with what you do want in life. What you focus on expands. Training the brain to identify what you do want. Are you a complainer? Do you have this sense that life kind of just happens to you and you don't have a choice? Well, hopefully after this, you will shift that so much more deliberately. Have you ever taken the time to really stop and think about spending some time with yourself? Doesn't that sound weird? Like, I'm going to go spend some time with myself. Do you ever spend time with yourself to think about how are you doing? What are the thoughts that you're entertaining? Do you ever take the time to ask, like, who am I? What is it that's really important to me? What do I value in this world? And what is it that I most want? This, a brand new year, is an opportunity to do just that, to take some time to think about, like, who do I want to be in this world? What do I want to bring into the world, into my relationships, into my workplace? What is it that I have to offer that I can feel proud of and accomplished, that I can contribute? What are the things that really excite me and thrill me in this world? I wonder for you, do you ever take the time this time of year or the end of the year, any time of the year, maybe it's around your birthday or whatever, do you ever take the time to inquire within? When you're living your ideal life, what is it that you will have, do, or be? So we'll think about, I want you to really think about those three categories: do, have, and be. So if you stopped, and I would encourage you to get some paper. I love the recommendation of, like, I call it cluster, that you put a word in the middle of a page and you kind of branch off from there. What do I want to do? Do you want to travel? Do you want to try improv? I have a client who does improv and I'm just in awe of his wit and quick-witted nature. It's just amazing. Do you want to exercise? Or maybe you want to learn a language. What is it that you want to do? Do you want to go somewhere? Try something. Do you want to go to church? Now, I want to make a special note here. You did not hear me say, what should you do? Should energy is actually really counterproductive to what we're trying to do here. Should has a lot of guilt and obligation. If you watch the show about the top 10 things of what not to do, we know that that should energy really kind of ruins the perspective that you have about actually doing a task or engaging in something. I didn't say on here, what are the things you should be doing? If you want to go to church and you want the spiritual component and the growth and the learning and the companionship, by all means, get yourself to church, right? That's something you want to do. If it's a should energy, I'm actually going to encourage you to steer away from it. Do you want to get a degree? You want to get married? Do you want to get a divorce? Would you like to start saving money or actually take that dream vacation that you've been talking about? What is it that excites you? And honestly, what are the things that even scare you a little bit? Those are the things that I would encourage you to put under your do category. So on your whole page, let yourself have an entire page to actually think about what is it that you want to do. Next category, what do you want to have? Do you want to have more free time? Maybe you want to have 3 dogs or a new car. Maybe you want to have a new partner or that vacation home that you've always dreamt about, a new job, or even improved relationships. What do you want to have in life? To me, this next category is the most critical category. Those other two are nice. My boards are filled with those types of things. What do I want to do? What do I want to have? However, this category is the game changer for me, and I hope that it is too. Who is it that you want to be in this world? How do you want to show up? You want to be more patient, more generous. Maybe you want to be more well-boundaried. Maybe you want to be retired. How is it that you want to feel more gracious, more grateful, more joyous? What is your deeper purpose and mission? How is it that you want to show up in life? One of the things I always say is, what do you want to bring to the party? I do not want to be Eeyore showing up the party. I don't. I want to bring positive energy. So I would encourage you, 3 separate categories, 3 separate pages even. What is it that you want to do, have, and be? When we come back, we're going to talk more about what to do with those 3 categories and how to incorporate them into your board. I am Allison Blythe, and you are listening to The Ally Effect, Authentically Living Life Your Way. When we come back, we're going to dive even deeper and help you become the masterful creator of your own life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least 3 things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrian Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during My Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Are you ready to move? Join me, Jenny C. Cohen, on my show, Dance to Heal, Transformation Through Movement, and learn how movement through dance can heal you. I am an award-winning performer, mother of 2, comedian, and creator of Dance to Heal Wellness. Tune in every 1st and 3rd Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more or work with me, visit JennyCCohen.com.
We're back here on The Ally Effect, Authentically Living Life Your Way, with me, Allison Blythe, certified life coach and licensed clinical social worker. Today, we're talking about not only the concept of authenticity, but helping you tune in to the power of visioning and what is it that you most want to do, have, and be in this world. This is up to you. This is not about should or obligation or what you were taught when you were 5. This is about you learning to pay attention to the words that you use, the thoughts that you entertain, and the energy you carry And what are the messages that you're actually conveying to yourself over and over and over? We talked about the reticular activating system, the part of the brain that looks for what's familiar, and how if you have these trained autopilot beliefs about the world, about yourself, and about people, those are going to show up in what manifests in your life. This is a show about authenticity. This is your opportunity, a brand new year, a brand new permission ticket to begin showing up authentically in being true to yourself. Do you ever stop to ask yourself, what is it that I really want? What do you most want in this world? This is about your own personal truth and experience. So the good news is that you have the freedom to choose who you are in this world. Believe, I don't care how old you are. Every day we get to practice. We get to decide how you're going to show up in the world. Some people don't realize that. The reticular activating system and autopilot have just taken over. And before they know it, they're just, you know, 70 years old, kind of living the same day over and over and over. I challenge you to think about, what is it that you would choose? This freedom and permission to do whatever it is you want. Who do you want to be? What do you want to have? What is it that you most want to do? You can do anything. So letting go of all those old stories and all of those limiting beliefs that you've been plagued by. How can you start today, even if your board's not done or you haven't even completed your do, have, and be? What do you want to do differently? Just a little at a time. As you prepare, I want you to remember that really your board, the whole purpose of a board, we're going to talk a little bit more about how to do these, but it's a tool used to help clarify, concentrate, and maintain focus on a specific life goal. Now, your board can incorporate one thing. I actually, believe it or not, it's on the other side of this wall, have a podcast board. And that specifically was all about the things I wanted to offer in images and words. And so it can be about one life goal. I also have several other boards that are all about my entire life, from my spiritual life to my friendships to my work to the family dynamic, everything. You get to pick whatever it is that you want to focus on in that specific goal. So how do you begin? Like, what? How do you even start this entire process? If you've never done one, there's just some basic guidelines that I would offer. And again, you get to do whatever you want. It's your board. But I would encourage you to allow yourself some time, some space, like literal space, but also energetic space, and give yourself some ample supplies. I don't know if this is true for every library, but I actually have found that our local libraries will give away their magazines. I told them clearly what I was trying to do, and they were so excited. They have an entire part of the shelf in the library where they just put magazines that they don't need anymore. Maybe your library has that too. So your library can be a resource. Half price books, some of the, I don't know if they do this quite as much anymore, but some of your medical offices will be, instead of throwing them away, they'll save them for you. Ask friends, catalogs. Like, there's so many places where you can begin to find images or words that start to align for you. Have poster board. I know I have some that are just regular size. I have some that are trifold, some boards that actually prop themselves up and they're trifold level. Get yourself some glue, some scissors, maybe some images that you have found in other places. Maybe you've printed them off, and some stickers too can be an awful lot of fun. And just begin with the blank space. I'm a big energy person. And so what I would encourage you to do is allow yourself to feel into the experience. Maybe you light some candles, you put on some soft music, you pour yourself some tea or some wine. Doesn't really matter. Like, let yourself warm into the space and all of the possibilities about doing a board. I would also encourage you to take a breath. We are addressing the topic of authenticity and what it is you most want. Take a breath. Give yourself an opportunity to tune in, not about anything that's going on in the outside world. This really is about you. Allow yourself to play. Remember when we used to like just play and we pick up crayons or clay or whatever, and we would just create without worrying so much about outcomes or what other people thought? This is your permission ticket to be curious and just to be playful. Dream big and notice the images that align and feel exciting and fun. Be curious and allow yourself to be open. Don't worry about outcomes. It's not what we're addressing. if you really began to believe, imagine training your reticular activating system. Anything is possible, right? And then the old habit goes, no, it's not, because, oh, anything is possible. If you really approach this task with anything is possible, think about the way that that feels and the enthusiasm. Spread out and allow yourself to have that space and the energy to just be playful and creative. This board represents what you want. Your dreams, your goals, the hopes and aspirations that you have, and all of the intentions for your ideal life. I want you to follow the energy and the impulse of the images way more than your logic and your reasoning. If you start to get in your head, you've moved out of playful mode, right? You've moved out of your intuition and your own spirit. My hope is that you learn to trust your gut without overthinking or worrying about any of these other patterns that the old habits might align you to. Notice how your body feels. You feel almost like giddy and excited. You feel kind of nervous and excited about something. That's your cue that those are the things that you need to cut out or tear out or make sure somehow get onto your board. I want you to feel your way through those images, and whatever excites you or lights you up, those are the things I want you to begin to stockpile. Be mindful of any of your should energy. Remember, we talked about the church, like, I should go to the gym. I should work out. I should eat right. I should save money. Ugh. All of a sudden, like, I just want to get up from that board. Be careful of your should energy. Any of your have to's or your autopilot stuff, any sense of obligation or fear, you know, you've kind of pinched off your intuition and your creativity. Focus on the what of things, not the how. We're not going to worry about the how. You would be amazed at what the universe can kind of step in and do when we get out of the way. So staying in flow and just focused on more of the what you want to have, do, and be. Don't worry about overthinking things or locking in on outcomes. You know, I need to make this much money by this date in this way with these tasks. Again, like, ew, I don't want to engage in that. When you start to get really focused on the outcomes, when you begin to overthink, you've moved into logic, and it will interrupt the flow. And flow is actually where the magic starts to happen. It moves you when you start to do any of those other patterns. It moves you more into like the force or the figuring out mode. And those are actually really counterproductive to the board energy. Overthinking moves you into logic, reasoning, and problem solving. There's no problems here. There's just creativity and play. When you start to focus on your outcomes, you think more in terms of like the how, and suddenly you're out of sync with those synchronicities and these magical coincidences that just start happening. You've moved out of your inspiration and impulse, and you're more kind of focused on these outcomes and the rigidity of all of that. I promise you that so many of these details will take care of themselves when you align with the right energy and emotion. Remember, we talked about in the beginning that this has everything to do with the thoughts you think, the words you speak, and the energy you entertain. When you start to get into the rigidity and all of those traps, some traps that I was thinking about, like overplanning and not making room for the magic. When you start to get into judgment and worry, fear about what other people will think, or scarcity mode. Well, there's not enough of that. I don't think I could ever accomplish that. What will other people think when you start to compare yourself? I really want to go down this avenue, but everyone else is going down this avenue. Those are the things that begin to pinch you off and get you more into fear or limitation mode. Maybe another trap you fall into is affordability. Well, yeah, of course I want that, but I could never afford that. Or you start to get really practical. It doesn't make any sense for me to live in Santa Fe because, you know, you start to like tuck yourself out of your most important dreams. And again, you pinch off the opportunity for these alignments and these synchronicities and the magic of flow. So we're going to talk a little bit more about some more details. You got a lot of stuff flying at you, and I'm hoping that you'll be able to take some notes and stay in tune to so much of this. Because the next thing we're going to talk about are the details of your board. It's actually very funny. I could tell you lots of stories about people who bring their boards back, and they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't even see this in the background. Like, so like things like babies. I'm not a dog person. I don't put dogs, even if the dogs are all the way in the back, in the background, I don't really think I want a dog. Babies, I'm far beyond the point of wanting to raise babies, right? Babies don't go on my board. The number of people, if you're far more introverted and kind of more to yourself, be careful of, even though there might be a really cool picture, be careful of crowds if you're not really a crowd type of person. Be really conscious of the details of the, and I'm not saying overthink, but like, look at the image that you're actually cutting out and aligning with your board. Be mindful that the board cannot, or I'm sorry, your brain cannot recognize things like no, none, don't, can't, zero. So like some examples of that, like I've watched people, as a matter of fact, one of my boards has never settle. Right? The brain can't register never. What it sees is settle. If you use words like undefeated or cancer-free, less stress, what I would encourage you to do, what the brain sees is defeated, cancer, stress. We're going to move away from those types of examples and maybe words instead of like winning, capable, success. Or perhaps instead of cancer-free, less stress, you use words like calm, healthy, strong. So being really mindful that you align your words, your images, your pictures, all of it with what you most want to do, have, and be. So we've got a little bit more to share, and we're going to go to break right now. But when we come back, we're going to go even further into this topic of visioning right here on The Ally Effect, authentically living life your way. We'll be right back.
Do you feel like you and your significant other have lost their initial spark? Then let Coach Martez and Wadrina guide you to strengthen your love and reignite that spark on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. For more information, make sure you go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the 9 freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
Are you curious about who the Holy Spirit is, or whether or not the Holy Spirit is real, and even more so, how to connect with an invisible God on a deeper level? Join me, Dr. Lisa Kohut, on Making the Holy Spirit Famous every second and fourth Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Central Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to begin that relationship, to begin to deepen your relationship with the Holy Spirit. To work with me, go to HolySpiritCoach.com. See you soon.
We're back here on The Ally Effect, authentically living life your way, with me, Allison Blythe, certified life coach and licensed clinical social worker. If you want to be in touch with me about anything that you've heard today or any of the other topics about authentically living life your way, please feel free to reach out to me, AllisonBlythe.com, Allison Blythe Life Coach on social media, or certainly if you want to be in touch with me, 859-341-7773. So tons of info about the power of the brain, the words that we speak, the thoughts that we entertain, and the energy that we carry, being really powerful and masterful about the vision that we hold for what you actually really want to be able to have in your life. So these boards, I will be curious, if you want to share yours with me, email me a picture. I would share it on the post somewhere. I really love to see my clients and entertaining like the boards and the success that they've had with actually the things unfolding in their life and the miracles. This is not hokey or woo-woo. So I will encourage you, if you want to share something or if you have questions, if you get a little bit off track, I'd love to help you any way that I can. I would encourage you. Remember, we talked about that this isn't about like going to the gym for 5 minutes and then wondering why you're not walking out healthy and strong. It's not about entertaining a really healthy diet for 2 days and then being frustrated that you've not lost a single pound. This is about deliberate, consistent action. And one of the best ways that you can do that is place your board somewhere where you can see it all the time. Maybe you even incorporate it into the structure of your home, display it as your artwork, having some way that you can see it every single day. This is a sacred manifestation of what you want most in your life. Why not practice seeing it every single day? They do declare that repetition is the key to training the brain. How do you get the reticular activating system to shift? You practice looking. It's like, look over here, look over here. They say that it takes 21 days to make a habit. I don't know if though that's really true, but gosh, 21 days, 28 days. If you know that you're really working on creating a much more healthy perspective and vision for your life, I say go for it day in and day out as often as you possibly can. So I actually got a question, and it was, do these things really work? And I am not surprised to have gotten something like a little bit of eye rolling, like, oh, come on already. Do these things really work? It feels a little hokey to me that I can put a bunch of images up on paper and poof, instant results. Well, what I would encourage you to do is listen to what I just said in terms of the idea that this really is about repetition and intentional thoughts, words, and energy, where you focus, laser focus on what it is that you actually want to see. I don't know if this is good news or bad news, but there is no magic fairy or knight in shining armor who's going to show up, no superwoman, superman, who's just going to give us all of these things and magically unfold. This really is just like if you were going to the gym and you were working out for an hour, 5 days a week, and you were being really mindful of the food that you were doing and the sleep that you were getting, I think pretty soon you would start to see your life and your health shape up a little bit. If you were saving 50 cents a day or $50 a week, like you would start, your effort shapes the way that this transpires. All right. So this isn't just about poof and magic. It's really about intentional, inspired action, consistent. There are two tools that I think are incredibly important as we're talking about this thing called visioning. The first one is acting as if. This is a tool that I've used so many times. If I know I want to head south, so to speak, I want to get to this destination, every single mile marker along the way is a step in the right direction. So let's say one of your goals really is to move into your dream home. But you know you've lived in your same place for over 20 years. And so your goal is to start to clean up and to be mindful of what's in your space, because you know you're headed to that home someday, some way. You're not going to worry about the how or the when. So you begin by picking up one shelf, donating a big bag of things to get it out of your house. You start picking up boxes at the grocery store. Maybe you start looking on Zillow to see what houses in your neighborhood are going for and start to dream about things. Maybe you pick out new paint colors, right? All of those things. There's no harm and no foul in any of those. Donating items to Goodwill or getting boxes to clean up your space, getting on Zillow, it's not like you're signing on a dotted line. You're not committing yourself away to anything. You're just allowing yourself to align little by little by little with where you most want to head. Maybe another example is that you want to become debt-free. And so you start to cancel your email subscriptions, right? Like if you don't know about the sales, you're less tempted by the sales. Maybe you pull all of your debts. You look at all of your balances and you sign up for 2 extra hours of work. And then during that, you know that that money is going to go towards those balances. Again, no harm, no foul. You just start to look at those balances and you know clearly, you become self-responsible, which is a tool I address, and knowing what it is you most want to create in becoming debt-free. Now, I just caught myself in the word debt-free. Money abundance. See how we can make the shift? Because what's the brain going to focus on? Debt. Right? See how easily some of these things creep in? So we talked about the tool of acting as if. The second one would be speaking as if. This one is really important because it allows you to begin talking the talk. So oftentimes I'll hear clients say things like, well, if I, and I'll stop them dead in their tracks, right? Hold on a minute. If, are we talking about if, is this wobbly energy, or are we talking about when? If I get the promotion, if I find a relationship, hold on a minute, when? Remember, you're training your brain. When I have that promotion, when I get the car, when I practice generosity, all right? So be careful of your wobbly or even sometimes watering down words that I refer to. Things like I wish, I hope, maybe, I'm going to try, I might, right? There's, it's kind of like this type of workout. Like, what are you doing? Like, are you really working out, or are you just kind of showing up to wander around? Be really mindful of your wimpy words and how you can work to shape up and solidify the language that you use so that you can align yourself with what it is you most want. Remember, we talked about the words matter and they carry energy. So choose your words carefully. I would encourage the couple little warning spots that I would encourage you to stay in tune to. Be aware of your belief systems and your limited thinking. The reticular activating system gives you, it shows you what you're looking for. So if you are filled with doubt and unworthiness and all these messages of I can't, then your brain is going to go, I know you're right, because look, here's all the evidence. My hope is that you would never look at a child and say, you can't become a doctor, you dummy. Like you would never really say that to a child. You would hold space for their creativity and their playfulness and their dreams. I'm hoping that you will also hold space for your creativity and your wildest dreams. Be really mindful of your belief systems and adapting to an I can and anything's possible mentality. Be really mindful. Remember, we talked about synchronicities and these coincidences that just seem to happen out of nowhere. Pay attention to those. Those are those beautiful nudges that are just kind of going, come this way, come this way. The sense of knowing that we often get, I don't know why I turned left. I don't know why I stopped into that store, but I just did. Those are those intuitive, I have to believe, spiritual type messages. Let go of the outcomes and just surrender to the process. Don't miss the flow and the beauty that you're kind of going gently down the stream. Don't worry so much about how and when and who. All of those things will come into play when you're being more mindful of the energy that you're entertaining and open to possibilities and synchronicities. And also certainly celebrate small wins. You know, we don't just accomplish the whole trip at one time. We're kind of mindful of every step along the way. If you're really focused on getting healthy and you push your plate away 3 times during the week, it's a huge win. Don't be unrealistic about your expectations of yourself, because I think that's how people end up giving up. So just be mindful and be willing to celebrate and acknowledge your small wins. So just a few tips before we end today, this power of visioning and visualizing, vision boards, all these different kinds of things. What are some tips? And the first one I would encourage you to do, one of the tools that I offer in my book, Misunderstood, is the tool of self-permission. If you were to grant yourself permission to do, have, and be whatever you wanted to do, have, and be, what would be on that permission ticket? Those are the kinds of things I would encourage you to be mindful of and be playful and creative with. So self-permission being one tool. The second one, self-responsibility. There's no magic fairy coming in to just kind of grant you 3 magic wishes. If you find that fairy, let me know that too, because I want to be in touch with her. This is really about self-responsibility and being deliberate about your thoughts, your words, and your energy, taking responsibility for those. If you want more information, I am actually hosting on Saturday, January 8th in Florence, Kentucky. If you're local and you want to learn some of this and have an opportunity to come practice putting a board together, be in touch with me. All that information is on my social media sites, but I'm actually hosting a visioning workshop here Saturday, January 8th from 10 to 2:30. Be in touch with me if you're interested in attending that. I hope that we'll dive even deeper into this type of work. So my friends, I am Allison Blythe and you're listening to The Ally Effect. I hope you've had some really wise experience today of being able to authentically live your life through the power of visioning. You can join me the first and third Thursday of every single month right here on Transformation Talk Radio as we dive deep into this topic of authenticity. Be well and dream big, my friends.
Thanks for tuning in to The Ally Effect with Allison Blythe. The moment you decide to take control of your own well-being, you start the journey of authenticity. Tune in next time for more empowering conversations and practical tools to help you shed your fear, worry, comparison, and less-than beliefs. Stick with us as you step into the driver's seat and head off onto the road of success and happiness. Your best life awaits.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.